welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling three of our biggest news stories from the last 7 days. My name is Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta. I am the assistant editor at Relix Magazine, and I am joined by my friend, the legend, the person who was playing that wonderful music when you heard the introduction to this very program, Karina Reichman.
Oh, what an intro. Hi, Raf.
What's going on, Karina?
Things are good, you know? Things are good. Just gearing up for Mountain Jam this week. And the following week, I play the Capitol Theater with Krungbin, which is...
Big gig.
Big gigs. But I'm doing very well, and I'm very happy to be here. How are you?
I'm good. We are preparing to go our separate ways. I'm preparing for Bonnaroo. I spent most of yesterday just frantically searching my house for coolers and bandanas and my sensible rain boots in case we get some weather, and just figuring out the whole Bonnaroo situation.
I can't even believe you're going to go into the belly of the beast. You're going to be right there. It's amazing.
Truly the belly of the beast, and departing from beautiful New York City, the 14-hour drive to Tennessee does not get any shorter as every passing year goes
by. She is a legend. I couldn't do it. I'll tell you right now. Couldn't do it. I know I could do it, but I couldn't. I can't drive, so somebody would have to drive me. Are you driving?
I am driving most of it. I'm taking my car, so I'm kind of like, I like to steer my own ship. I like to be the captain of my own destiny.
Understood. And you know what? You can pull over whenever you feel like it.
That's 100% it. I pull over when I want to pull over. We eat at whatever establishment I want to eat at. The music is all me. I got that Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey!
Dave Matthews Band radio all summer, subjecting everybody to all the live Dave.
Wow.
It's going to be great.
I would be going to channel, I think it's 32, Lithium.
Oh, Lithium is on my preset for sure.
You know, I just want to hear all the Space Hog and all the the Pearl Jam.
Oh yeah, they drop Nine Inch Nails like on the regular.
Yeah,
so I'm all
it's
there
great.
For it.
I like my '90s rock hits.
No, totally. My presets go Grateful Dead, Jam On, Lithium, I believe, the classic vinyl, '90s on Nine. And then you got to end with that Bluegrass Junction for Sundays.
Whoa,
it's a nice variety.
Look at that.
And I scan in between. You know, I got everything in between. But those are like my 6 presets.
That's
and
beautiful.
I highly recommend it if anybody needs help on their presets.
I highly recommend The Joint for that blaze of fire reggae wagwan action. That's, a go-to. Except
good one.
Sometimes it gets a little, I gravitate towards it when they start playing like the old school roots reggae, and not so much when it's like the, new school, slightly stupid vibe. No offense. I love you guys too. You guys are great, but you know
what
I'm saying.
You like your reggae from Jamaica.
I like it.
There's nothing wrong
original
with that.
Roots reggae. Sorry, just put it out there in case anybody, has it twisted about me.
Well,
good times, Raph. You're gonna have a great drive down to Bonnaroo. It's
I'm
gonna
excited.
Be great.
It'll be great. I'm gonna see Fish. I'm gonna see the Grand Ole Opry with Ricky Skaggs. I'm going into a heavy '90s country phase, which is an interesting turn of events. So I'm excited to see Ricky Skaggs at the Grand Ole Opry. I'm gonna see Old Crow Medicine Show at the Grand Ole Opry, and I'm gonna see a bunch of bands that who knows. Parquet Courts is like a kind of indie band I'm really into right now.
Sure.
See them down there. There's a lot to do. And if you want to stay up to date on what's going down at Bonnaroo, you can subscribe to the Relix Daily 7 at relix.com/daily. That's where all of this news we're about to talk about comes from. Also, if you want to subscribe to Relix Magazine, go to relix.com/subscribe. Just do it already, right?
Yeah, come on now. Don't be a fool.
Don't be a fool.
If you're fooled like that, that's just absurd. You got to get it together. Get it together and see what's happening. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Awesome. Well, moving into our first story of the week. Tragically, the legendary Dr. John passed on to the other side on Thursday, June 6th. He was 77 years old, and he will be dearly missed. An absolute New Orleans legend.
It's really rough. R.I.P. Mac, and it's we're seeing a lot of, love being poured out, right? And a lot of tributes and a lot of covers went down this weekend. Is that right?
Dead & Company, actually, yeah. During their first night at the Gorge, coming out of space, they played Black Peter and then projected an image of Jerry with Dr. John on the screens behind them, which elicited a bunch of cheers from the crowd. In addition, Widespread Panic were in Mississippi this weekend, kicking off their summer tour. And on
Friday, as they were segueing out of their live favorite Greta, JoJo Herman, the keyboardist, teased Such a Night by Dr. John, which is particularly interesting because JoJo is part of Slim Wednesday, which is a real like New Orleans-based band. Karina, have you ever crossed paths with Dr. John in your days?
You know, not on a personal one-on-one level, and I've never seen a proper Dr. John show, but I have seen him sit in with the Allman Brothers Band, and I think that was the last... A time, maybe. That might have been 2011. It was a while ago, certainly.
Was that a Beacon show?
That was definitely a Beacon show, yeah. Walk on Gilded Splinters, the whole nine. And huge fan. And it's too soon, And, playing with Marco. Marco loves and lives for Dr. John. So that's a rough one. And we cover Such a Night on occasion and Right Place, Wrong Time. And yeah. I love to tease Walk on Gilded Splinters, and we've played Most Scotious and, timeless, amazing music from an amazing genius. And it's really a shame. So RIP Mac.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, as we're talking about Bonnaroo, Bonnaroo was named after his album, Destitively Bonnaroo. So I'm sure they're going to do something special for him down there. I know the Super Jam set at Bonnaroo is kind of named GOAT, Greatest of All Time. So kind of this big tribute set. So I would be absolutely shocked if, we don't get a number of Dr. John tributes on down on the farm in Tennessee. And it's funny that you mentioned Marco singing Such a Night, because I was going to say, when I saw the band Last Waltz recreation at the Capitol Theater this past year, Marco stepped up and played the role of Dr. John and threw on a pair of shades and really did Mac justice.
That's
so
it.
Who knows what can happen down at Bonnaroo. I'm crossing my fingers that during that J-Rad set we get a little... Such a Night.
I feel like you might. I really do. Yeah, and he does that every year, Marco, in that Last Waltz configuration. And it's always, for me, a highlight of the show, for sure. And he does it well. He does it real well.
I just want to quickly mention some of Dr. John's accomplishments. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011. He won 6 Grammys. He's collaborated with the Meters. He was mentored by Alan Toussaint. A guy who was larger than life and absolutely spoke in poetic riddles for most of his life, and really is going to be desperately missed. I saw that in New Orleans. They had a wonderful second line for him. It was a sweltering hot day, but a lot of the city still came out and just absolutely got down for Dr. John, and he'll be missed. 77 years old and, just crossed over to the other side. He's hanging out with Colonel Bruce right now in the cosmos.
Certainly. He's right there. Oh, my God. Yeah, Mac, man. It's crazy. It really is.
Well, moving on to our second story of the week. It's funny that we bring up Colonel Bruce Hampton because two of Colonel's mentees, Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, became honorary deputies of Jones County, Georgia. It's for real, man. 6 up. They're cops now. It's wild.
How about that? I didn't even know that could really happen, but I guess it happens all the time, does it? I don't know.
It's so interesting because it's not even like it's, Macon, Georgia or any of these. It's a random county in Georgia that Derek is close friends with, and he had done ride-alongs.
Right on.
Sorry, I knocked
your
foot
there.
You're
right. That was me.
Me and Karina are playing footsie under the table.
Sorry,
it's fine.
It's all, it's very wholesome here. Don't worry.
She wore flip-flops on a rainy day. Mistakes were made.
Yeah. You gotta out me on the air with my flip-flops, you see? I can't get anything past you, Raph. It's okay. We're good. But yeah, let me tell you, I'd love to be a deputy. So if there's anybody in, the 5 boroughs that could make that happen, or what's that card that you get that gets you out of trouble?
PBA.
Yeah, I had one of those for a hot minute, and it definitely expired. So I don't know where the cops are at, but if you want to re-up me on that, I'm super wholesome. I don't even drive, so it's not even to get me out of a speeding ticket, and that would be awesome. God, just, to have.
It'd be so cool, just you on stage with, like, a badge hanging around your neck.
Don't you think?
Just... pointing out into the crowd and saying, stay out of trouble out
stay
there.
Stay out of trouble. Just, trying to be a good influence for all the folks out there. Yeah.
And they actually officially have ranks. Susan Tedeschi is a colonel. Derek Trucks is a major. Oh. She outranks him, which I think is very cool.
That's very cool. That's forward thinking right there.
It is forward thinking. I love it. Susan's in charge. And yeah, I can't imagine what actually honorary deputy does, but I think it'd be really cool to see them in a squad car just pulling people over on the way to the show or something.
I think so, too. I think they should get their own, like, couples squad car that they can just rage around in and, do, their civil duties, meaning I don't even know what. But yeah, that would be interesting. I like that. I like this whole turn of events. I think everybody should be getting you know, to be honorary deputies of some
sort.
Yeah,
let's all be honorary deputies. I was joking with a friend of mine that I don't think they're playing I Shot the Sheriff anytime soon, though.
That's good. That is good.
I did want to mention that the reason I brought up Colonel Bruce Hampton before is I think this is something the Colonel would find incredibly cool.
I think so, too. Why not? Totally.
And Susan's the Colonel now, too, so that's super awesome. Life comes full circle, folks. What are you going to do?
May the circle be unbroken. Uh-oh, too soon. Yeah, totally. But it's cool. I do agree. I think it's good that Susan outranks Derek on the, you know, deputy side of the scale. The force hierarchy, if you will. That's great because, you know, women are smarter. Just kidding.
Amen.
In fact, the women are. Anyway, it's great.
Awesome. Karina, you want to hit us with our third story of the week?
Yeah, baby. Let's do it. Watch the trailer for Martin Scorsese's Bob Dylan documentary, Rolling Thunder Review, a Bob Dylan story. This is going to be released via Netflix on Wednesday, June 12th.
Which is today.
Which is today. That is unbelievable. And
yeah. So if you're done listening to us right now,
yeah.
And once you finish this wonderful podcast, Three from the Seven, go and watch this killer Bob Dylan documentary on Netflix.
Cue it up, man. Cue it up. I've yet to watch the whole thing, but let me tell you, Raph, I watched the trailer, and it is just as cool as you may think. Tons of unseen footage. You know, it's Scorsese, so what are you going to do, right? He's no slouch in this department. So.
Oh, yeah. I know also we'd mentioned in a previous episode of Three from the Seven, Scorsese's also working on a documentary about the band, and he's got this killer Bob Dylan documentary now. He's, you know, super busy these days, and I think it's great. He's shining a lot of light on some amazing acts. And if anybody can do it, Scorsese can. If anybody can get Bob Dylan, this enigmatic kind of recluse, to come out and really talk about his work in a really detailed way, it's definitely Martin Scorsese. And the interviews that seem to be happening in this documentary are super, super cool. And it's an era of Dylan that I think is really interesting, kind of that very electric, renewed inspiration Dylan, which is very cool.
I couldn't agree more. I can't wait to watch it. Can we watch it after this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm so ready. I love the song Hurricane, so just that on a loop and I'd be happy.
Great. Well, I think you'll get even more than that. How about that?
Oh, totally. And you're going to see guests on there, Joan Baez, Patti Smith, Ringo Starr, Joni Mitchell. And the crazy thing is in the trailer, at least, you know, it seemed like this was a tour that a lot of people weren't buying tickets to. So they were in the heart of America and basically out on the street, you know, papering the show, being like, guys, come see Bob Dylan and like Joan Baez. Like, how is this a hard ticket to sell?
And then there's that one scene in the trailer where somebody is, you know, papering the show, basically flyering and whatnot. And then they hand it to an older woman. She's like, I'm too old for this. It's just the best. I love it.
No, it seems super amazing and an awesome, awesome tour. And definitely something for the music heads out there. I love nothing more than a rock doc, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And having Scorsese, like, really, you know, kind of firing them out these days is what it seems like. It's that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I feel like we're spending a lot of time these days talking about documentaries. You've got the Trey doc, the band, Martin Scorsese doing Bob Dylan. Who's next? If you could see any band get a sweet rock doc, what would it be?
Oh, right on the spot there.
I would love to see, like, a heady Ween documentary.
Oh, well,
I feel like
yeah.
That's, like, untouched territory. There's plenty of Fish documentaries. Longstreet's Trip, I feel like, is the quintessential Dead documentary, so we don't need another Dead doc.
That's, I mean, for now, I think you're right on that. I completely echo the second sentiment that Ween deserves and would be a fascinating story just from, you know, the longevity standpoint, seeing, you know, Dieter and Jeter as kids. You know, I've, you know, done my fair share of YouTube deep dives, seeing just, you know, the most obscure, you know, rare footage of the two of them just kind of, you know, playing to a 4-track recorder or whatever it was. And yeah, I think especially seeing as, you know, they're back together and doing it, and they're playing Riot Fest later this year, which is a big deal.
Awesome.
And they're doing the Mollusk in its entirety and whatnot. And I don't know, they came back in 2016 after that little hiatus, and it'll be, I don't know, there's a lot of arcs there to cover, I would say.
Oh, no doubt.
So yeah, I will echo that, Raph. Let's go a Ween doc. Come on, Scorsese, how about a little Ween doc?
That's true. I feel like all of my favorite bands have pretty much gotten great documentaries. I'm a shameless Eagles fan, and there's a really, really good Eagles documentary.
The Eagles doc, well, yeah, two-parter, that's amazing.
It's like 14 hours long.
Yeah,
it's so long.
Spectacular.
And there's some great Beatles documentaries and all that. I mean, as I said, there is no greater platform for storytelling than music, and there's no greater platform for music than storytelling. So
wow, it's inverse, man. That's heady. I like it.
It's positive feedback loops. It's heady. It's America. It's the world.
Wow. You did it.
I'm in a very introspective state today. It's raining outside.
And I feel, yeah.
I'm slouching in my chair, and I feel like I'm about to get super zen about it.
It's beautiful. That's a good thing. You're in a good place. It's good.
I am in a good place.
The rain brings it out, you know?
It's
the
true.
Rain.
I just feel like, you know, after this, me and Karina are just going to stare out the window and ponder the meaning of life.
Light the Palo Santo. Break out the crystals. Have ourselves a little zendo, you know?
It's true.
It's like a dojo, but it's a zendo. Oh.
For sure.
We're out of control here today.
We're out of control. And
every
move
time,
on.
It just keeps getting crazier. I don't even know.
It does. It's loosey-goosey in here. It's 3 from the 7. We're having a good time. And before we wrap things up, I want to move on to our weekly shout-out where we get our friends in the music scene to give us a little shout-out and tell us what's going on in their world. So let's see who we got this week.
Hey, this is Eli from Dopapod, and you're listening to 3 from the 7. Our new album, Emit Time, is out now, and we'll be playing a bunch of festivals this summer. Hope to see you out there on the road.
Awesome. Thank you to Eli from Dopapod. I love Dopapod so much. I'm so glad they're back from hiatus, and I'm so glad that they were able to give us a little shout-out. Karina, are you Dopapod? Yay,
Dopapod, nay. Baby. What's up, Eli? Killing it. Very very good to have that gentleman drop a line
yeah,
for
he's
our
got those
show.
Crazy synth sounds. We just had Dopapod here in the office. If you head over to the Relics YouTube page, you can see an amazing 3-song set. 2 of those songs were the live debuts from their new record, Emit Time.
Whoa.
I know. Imagine my surprise. I've been following Dopapod since I was a young college kid in Boston, and I want nothing but success for that band, so shout out to those guys. And yeah, go catch them on tour. They're playing a couple festivals this summer, so yeah, go catch them. I hope they announce a full tour, and I hope they play 10 nights in the Relics office just for me.
I couldn't agree more. Let's see it. I'd like to see just a RAF residency, or a residency for RAF. Let's do it.
What
Come
if
on
I
had, now.
What if there's such a thing as a reverse residency where the band always changes, but I'm the only member of the audience?
That is so deep, dude. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's basically performance art. It's a deconstruction.
That's a reverse
of live
book.
Music.
Yeah, it's really, that's something. I like that. I think that's great. You know what? Let's just keep getting more metaphysical about it, and then something dope will happen, right?
I hope something. I hope
something dope upon will happen.
Oh,
jeez.
I hope we can salvage this episode. We're having fun out here.
Oh, my God. Well, Raph, I think we might have come to the end of our road.
We have, Karina.
Oh, it's too soon.
The car is out of gas. The road has ended.
We just got to pull it over to the side, yep. Park it.
We're going to go to, you know, a Sheetz or a Wawa or a truck stop.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to hear, you know, what you sound like next week after 14-hour drives back and yeah. To and from Tennessee.
The Tuesday episode, well, we're recording on Tuesday to be released on Wednesday next week. It should be wild. I'm going to have full updates from Bonnaroo. I'm sure I will have stories for days. I'm sure I will be completely cranked out on caffeine, and you'll be back from Mountain Jam. So as I said earlier, we're going our separate ways. We are traversing the country to only return to Relics headquarters and tell our tales.
You know, that's kind of what it's about. It's, you know, the road goes on forever. And I can't wait to hear your dispatches from the farm.
Hell yeah. If you're at Bonnaroo, come on down to the Relics booth. Odds are I'll be there. I'll give you a high five. I'll give you a sticker and we'll hang out.
Hey.
And go see Karina at Mountain Jam.
Oh.
With Mr. Marco Benevento.
Whoa. Yeah, you're right. Come on, get it. Thursday night.
Hell yeah. One more time, don't forget to sign up to the Relics Daily 7 at relics.com/daily and subscribe to Relics Magazine. Do it. Do it right now. relics.com/subscribe. Catch Karina on tour. Opening for Krongbin at the Capitol Theater.
That's
on
right.
On what date?
Wednesday, June 19th, baby.
Oh, it's a party.
Oh, it's a party. Don't play yourself. Subscribe to all the things that Raph just told you to subscribe to. Come to the gigs. Do the thing. Get your news on. Relics Daily 7. Relics 3 from the 7. Signing off. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Much love.
Bye.
Thank you.